fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 113, and I'm here, like always, with Ryland.
I don't believe it. You're asking for someone else.
I will be later.
Yeah, true. But episode 113, getting closer to 120 now.
Oh yeah.
But before this episode starts, like always, join the Discord, like always, you know. What was the last time we got a member?
February,
it's ridiculous. Come on.
Every single week.
I know, every single week. Thousands and thousands of you listen to these episodes. So come on. Yeah, I know you're hearing me.
Yeah. All right. XDefiant is offering $9 in virtual currency right after Black Ops 6 beta ends.
This is an interesting topic because, you know, XDefiant's known as apparently the Call of Duty killer.
It ain't killing Black Ops 6, I'll tell you that right now. It's such a good game.
It'll kill the other ones.
Modern Warfare 3, it'll kill it, but not Black Ops 6. Black Ops 6 is a good game.
It'll kill Vanguard through Modern Warfare 3. That's it. It isn't killing the new
one. Cold War was good.
That's why I didn't include Cold War. I said Vanguard.
Did Cold War come out before Vanguard?
Yeah.
I always get those two confused on which one came out first.
It goes Modern Warfare, then Cold War, then Vanguard, then, you know, Modern Warfare 2.
Then 3, and then Black Ops 6.
Yeah. The GOAT.
Yeah, that's a good
honestly, game. I think Black Ops 6 is contending with Black Ops 2, to be honest with you.
It's pretty good.
The multiplayer-wise.
Oh, multiplayer, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
The movement so nice.
I know, I love movement.
And the Jackal PDW, whatever crap it's called. That's a nice sub.
I know. It's going to get nerfed.
It's definitely going to. That sucks, because it's such a good gun.
I know, people are complaining.
Well, get better at the game is all you have to do.
Don't jump out the window when you're doing your movements.
I've done that one time. And I've seen a bunch of people do it, like, on the other team, though. Like, they'll just jump off the side of the building trying to slide or whatever.
Like on Skyline or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, on that railing. they're like, trying to shoot you. They dive off.
It's funny.
Because people don't know how to use the movement, really.
Yeah.
But what I got here is a free-to-play game will pay for you to play over the coming weeks. So XDefiant is going to pay you $9 just to play.
In virtual currency.
Yeah. I mean, real money, that would be awesome. Yeah. That's free money. Says here. Ubisoft has unveiled that there will be login rewards for XDefiant starting September 9th. That's going to suck because, you know, Black Ops 6 beta is coming to an end.
I know
there's going to be another beta soon enough, but
hopefully we'll get one for zombies.
I hope so because I want to see how the zombies is. Because yeah. I know the movement's going to be in zombies too and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'll be nice.
That's going to be nice. But it says here that it could ultimately end up in players earning $9 in virtual currency for the FPS constantly. This takes place right after Call of Duty Black Ops 6 second beta weekend ends on X. The official XDefiant account shared that the game celebrating the end of Season 1 with daily login giveaways. The gifts, you know, will be dolled out to players who log into the FPS, you know, starting with 100 X coins on September 9th. I don't know how much 100 X coins is in XDefiant, like,
I'm
credits.
I'm not sure. I've never even
looked. Probably not much. Probably not much. Probably how V-Bucks is or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But it says here, the rewards are basically flip-flop between weapon and battle pass boosters back to X coins until September 24th. That day, you know, will feature both presents. XDefiant executive producer Mark Rubin added on X that, you know, the team, and I have the tweet here. It says starts, you know, it's August, right?
Now it's September.
Yeah, September. Jesus.
September 7th.
Yeah. It starts, you know, 2 days, September 9th, resets daily at 10 p.m. Pacific time, and ends on, you know, the 25th. It says here, just log in each day, you know, the reward will be added to your account. Thank you for joining us this season. So, it switches from the first day you get 100, you know, of the coins. That's on the 9th. Then the 10th, you get a weapon booster. Then coins again, then a weapon booster, coins. It just moves. It's
nice.
But yeah, in total, it shows here you get like 900 coins or so.
Oh, that's not too bad, I guess.
I guess $9 equals 900 coins or so. So, and then you get, you know, a few boosters as well.
Hmm.
So that's pretty cool. For the last day, you get boosters and coins.
Nice.
But yeah.
All right.
It's pretty cool for you guys to play XDefiant. You get some coins.
Played it a couple times, but Black Ops 6 is way better than XDefiant.
XDefiant's a good game.
It is. It's a good game, but after playing Black Ops 6, I'm not playing XDefiant. I'm probably
Black Ops 6 is a way better.
I just delete XDefiant off my PC.
Screw XDefiant.
Man, yeah.
It's a really good game, Donnie.
It is, but like, Black Ops 6, man, that is such a good
compared
game.
Compared to Black Ops 6, it's like a Roblox game.
Yeah.
Don't start hating on us just because I'm saying that, guys. Play XDefiant.
Yeah, like I said, it's a good game. It's just Black Ops 6. If you haven't played it, you gotta play it. Because the movement is so nice. If you can master that movement, man. Some people can't. Yeah. Like I said, some people just fall off buildings. But if you can master that movement,
that's hilarious.
It is. You can just slide in, and plus the dolphin dive, you can slide backwards, side to side.
Yeah, the dolphin dive, man. Like dive to the side.
Yeah, man, it's so nice.
People don't expect that half the time. No. So you can get some nice kills with it.
Yeah. And then also, some people do it, and it's easy to shoot them too if you know, like, if you're expecting them to do it.
Yeah. That's why, like,
it's not broken, so, like, you can't hit them or anything. Yeah. You can. I've got a bunch of kills like that.
I have too.
All right, we'll move on.
I clipped it, but, you know, I reset my PC, so the clip deleted.
That sucks. Alright, Sony shares its plans for PlayStation's 30th anniversary.
I thought this was a good topic. Cause
yeah, definitely.
30 whole years of PlayStation.
I didn't even realize. I mean, I knew what year the PlayStation 1 came out, but I didn't even think about it being 30 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It says on December 3rd of 1994. Holy crap, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
Sony launched the original PlayStation in Japan and changed the video game industry forever. American gamers didn't get their hands on the PlayStation until September 9th of 1995. So a little under a year it took for us to get the PlayStation over here in America.
Yeah.
Says here, but Sony's not going to make us wait another year to start the celebration of the PlayStation's 30th anniversary. I mean, they better not.
Yeah.
And it's the first plans for that year-long party has been revealed. From October to the end of January, Sony Music will release classic PlayStation game scores on Spotify and digital music storefronts. You know, this confirmed titles like God of War, God of War 2, God of War Ghost of Sparta, Twisted Metal, Starhawk, and Unit 13. A free trial version of Gran Turismo 7 called My First GT, you know, will also be released. Sony hasn't set a date for, you know, the trial yet, but it will be released this holiday season for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 users. I like how PlayStation 4 is still getting love, even though it's old now.
Yeah, it's last gen. Current gen, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Current gen's now.
I think so. Like, I think next gen is current gen now. It's just last gen. Except for the Switch, it's still, because it doesn't have a successor yet. It's still current gen.
Switch is current gen, but you know, the PlayStation now, like
PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Yeah. That's last gen, in my opinion. Then old gen's like the 360 stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like older. But I got here. Users with some of the fan favorite cars, tracks, and more from Gran Turismo 7. Sports gaming enthusiasts should take note that September 21st and 22nd will be a free online multiplayer weekend. Multiple esports tournaments for games like Madden NFL 24, the MLB The Show 24, NBA 2K 25. Still can't play that game.
It's a good game, Ron. You're missing out.
I know. My PC's blocked.
I told you it was.
This is 2K 24. And even fighting games like Tekken 8, Guilty Gear Strive, and EA UFC 5. You won't need a paid PlayStation Plus membership to compete. A PS 30th anniversary themed avatar and other prizes, but you will need a copy of the previously mentioned title. So you're going to have a copy of the title itself to be able to play it and stuff, but...
Yeah.
You can get some prizes. 30th anniversary avatar. Wonder what that's gonna be like.
I don't know.
Cause I know PlayStation doesn't have avatars like the 360 did.
No. I actually missed that. Like, I like the avatars on the 360.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They should bring back how the home screen was.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Like, you could just click the bumper and stuff. You don't have to go to different crap just to...
Right.
But, I got here. This is just the beginning. As, you know, additional plans for the PlayStation 30th anniversary will be announced at a later time. Some fans believe that Sony used the initial announcement to reveal the... design of the PlayStation 5 Pro, which is rumored to be officially unveiled soon.
Nice.
PlayStation 5 Pro. I wonder how that's going to be. More powerful, I know, but I wonder how much more powerful.
Probably not much, if I had to guess, but who knows.
But the PlayStation, like PS4 Pro, compared to the original PS4s, more powerful, has more storage, is faster,
less jet.
Car. It's not like, as much especially less jet. Trust me, I played on the PlayStation Pro for a while. At one point, it's definitely less jet.
I don't know, your PC's a jet now, too.
Yeah, my PC's a jet. It's fine. It's fine for now. I won't have to deal with you much longer.
No.
The only time I'm going to probably deal with you is if I'm probably recording videos or something.
Yeah. All right. Is that all you have?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Move on. Super Mario Party Jamboree shows off 5 new boards coming to the game.
All right, we talked about this because it was in like the Nintendo Direct and stuff. So I thought it would be an interesting topic too. Because Mario.
Yeah, it's a good topic. Like Mario. A lot of people love Mario Party. Me personally, I couldn't ever really get into it, but a lot of people like it. So it's a good topic because there's a lot of fans out there for it.
Yeah, because people like kind of like the board game type concept and stuff.
Yeah, like I don't like that. I don't like playing just mini games like for no reason. Like I'd rather have an actual game to play, not just a bunch of mini games.
Yeah. But what I got here is, as players, excitedly wait the release of Super Mario Party Jamboree in October. So it comes out 2 months, right? October's in 2 months, yeah.
No, it's next month.
Next month?
It's September.
I keep thinking it's like August.
No, we're a week into September at this point.
I know. I'm stuck in the past right now. But it says here, Nintendo is keeping the enthusiasm high with the reveal of 5 new game boards that fans, will get to explore. Super Mario Party Jamboree will be the 12th mainline release in the beloved Mario Party franchise. That gone. It's been 12 of these?
Yeah, a lot.
That's ridiculous. It's like the 2K franchise.
2K's had more.
Year. I know, way more, but still, daggone.
Yeah.
That's a bit much for a board game franchise. It says here, and the game has had plenty of first-time content for players to look forward to. First revealed at the June 18th Nintendo Direct. I remember seeing this at your house.
Yeah.
Super Mario Party Jamboree will feature new game modes, over 100 new minigames. That's a lot of minigames.
Yeah, it is.
And a total of 7 game board maps. While there will be, a couple of iconic boards from previous installments in the Marty Party, what the crap?
Mario Party.
It says Marty Party. The Mario Party series, I probably autocorrect.
Yeah, probably.
Making a return in Super Mario Party Jamboree. Nintendo has given fans a preview of the new content that will be coming in a few weeks. Revealed in a short video in the official Twitter for the Nintendo United Kingdom, Super Mario Party Jamboree will feature 5 brand new maps with unique gameplay mechanics. So I'm guessing there's unique gameplay mechanics for each map and stuff like that.
Yeah.
These maps will include, were briefly teased in the Super Mario Party Jamboree reveal trailer back in June, as well as 2 game boards that have now been shown for the first time ever. The 2 newly showcased maps, are Mega Wigglers Tree Party, which feature a giant wiggler that can be controlled with a bell, and King Bowser's Keep, where Bowser himself cause chaos on the game board. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And make it harder for you to play.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, other maps will also include surprise events such as the flooding tides of Goomba Lagoon, the Rainbow Gallery Mall's Flash Sale Star discounts, and Rollem Raceway's cart based movements. I have the names of the maps here, whatever. So you got Goomba Lagoon, Rainbow Gallery, Rollem Raceway, Mega Wiggler's Tree Party, and King Bowser's Keep. In addition to the 5 new game boards, Mario Party Jamboree, will also bring back 2 classic game boards. I almost said Game Boys.
Game Boys.
From the original Mario Party and Mario Party 2, Mario's Rainbow Castle from Mario Party, and Western Land from Mario Party 2. So, yeah.
Nice.
We'll look after that. It says here, Super Mario Party Jamboree launches on October 17th. So, yeah, you're going to have a total of 7 boards so far. You know, they're probably going to add more.
Probably have some DLC, maybe.
Yeah, like DLC maps. Who knows? Maybe original Mario World 1 map or something.
I don't know. All right.
But, yeah, that's all I got.
All right. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Discord, everything but Facebook, buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. It's all in the description of whatever you're listening on. You'll
need to get me some merch.
Yeah, you do. It's nice.
If I have enough, I'll get me some.
Yeah, you should. All right, Rowan, do you have anything?
Nope. And that's Shed, you know, follow our socials, you know, get our merch. You already said the stuff, so I'm not going to say it again. But, you know, join our Discord, like always, you know, come on. You know, 28 members. But no, not 28 members, 20 members.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to 30. You know, do you guys not want a movie night? You don't want a free giveaway, possible free merch, gift card, something like that? You don't want that? But, you know, yeah, just follow our Discord, all our socials, get merch if you want to. That's up to you, though. You guys can post on Instagram. We'll shout you out if you're wearing our merch and you post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I got.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big.